Okay, and now to spotlight Crawley, and all things Crawley. Joining me now is Parveen Khan. Morning, Parveen.
Morning, Tony. How are you?
I'm very well, thank you. And you? And you?
Yeah, I'm good, thank you. I'm good.
Good, good. Lots of things still going on in Crawley. Interesting times. And, well, something that's already been, I don't know how we missed this, but you've got, I think, the details and the roundup on this one, is the Crawley Community Awards.
Yeah, that happened on Tuesday, the 7th of June. It was a brilliant event hosted by the Hawthe Theatre. And it's about lots of different achievements from lots of different people. So, for example, there was different categories, and I think there was about 400 nominations for this across 16 categories. So different categories such as culture, being a volunteer, community groups, who's a community champion in Crawley, the local hero, the sports team. So there were 16 categories, and it was a brilliant event, Tony. And it's just so great to see the achievements of people and to be recognized for what people do for the community. So it was a brilliant event. We had snacks and drinks afterwards, and the Hawthe Theatre, as usual, it's a brilliant place to go. There's lots to do in the Hawthe Theatre as well, but the awards just summarized the last year and, you know, what we can all do when we're together, and we can all share what we do, we can all work together. And again, once again, I'm all for making Crawley a better place, and I think the Crawley Community Awards were brilliant. And I get really inspired by people that do so much for Crawley, and it inspires me as well.
Coming in more and more in various different communities, aren't they, to recognize the work of local people and the efforts they put in to their local communities, because one of the things for doing this thing about Crawley is the sheer diversity of Crawley. So I mean, there are many good, deserving organizations run by many good, hard-working people, and this is it would seem a fantastic way of honoring the work that some of these good people do.
No, you're right, Tony. And I think it's quite nice that a lot more towns are doing this now, because I think it's kind of not only inspires, but it just shows what is out there and what we're all capable of as communities and as diverse communities. And I think it's so important. I mean, it's a celebration. It's about achievement. It's about engagement. It's about getting together and thinking of where you live and how best to live in your life and how best to, you know, contribute to the community. Remember, a lot of these organizations and groups and are volunteers. They don't get paid, but the management, the dedication, the passion that people have to make and do things and make Crawley a better place is amazing. And I've got to give a big shout out to one of my groups, WordFest. Yeah. I'm part of that group, and we won the culture award, and I'm still buzzing from it. So I think it's just amazing what people do, and you know, I just, Crawley is such a brilliant place, and it can be better.
Yeah, that's really good. I mean, let's hope this thing grows a little more, and maybe next year we'll get a bit of advance warning on it, and we can sort of cover it a little better than we've done this year. Because I think really we missed the whole thing really. Yeah. But nice to know that it's there, and nice to know that some very worthy people won some very good awards. Right, yes. Now to something that is happening this coming Wednesday. It is the National Windrush Day. Now, of course, Windrush, most people will know the boat, the Windrush, actually came over from the West Indies. I think about 1959, wasn't it? Something like?
It was around
that time. And, of course, it was a phase of immigration into this country, and there's been lots and lots of controversy around Windrush. This is all part of diverse Crawley's activities, but what is this particular thing all about? What's it trying to do?
I mean, Windrush, we're talking about migration, immigration, refugees, all these things, Tony, that has been in the last few years, we talk about it. And even now with the Ukraine refugees or migrants coming over. And I think it's so important that we realize the history of the Windrush and the Caribbean input into the Britain for many centuries. It's not, it wasn't just the 1959s. We've got to realize that England has always kind of been diverse, actually. It's always had migrants coming in and people leaving as well to go to other countries and to, you know, look for better fortunes or whatever. So for me, the Windrush Day, and it's always celebrated on the 22nd of June, and Diverse Crawley in Crawley always do some brilliant stuff. So this year it's going to be celebrated at Broadfield Library, and you can go and have a chat with people there. You can have taste a few snacks from the Taste of the Caribbean. So it's just about making people aware of Windrush Day, making people aware of the achievements in this country, people from the West Indies and the Caribbean, the great things that they have done and contributed to the UK. So for me, it's so important. And this year, actually, Waterstones and W.H. Smith, they've actually displayed Caribbean authors as well on their shelves, which is amazing because it just shows, you know, how it's important to get these different selections of people that have made big contributions to the UK, but to recognise them and to highlight the, what they've done. And like we talk about the awards, but, you know, the people from the Caribbean and the West, they're just amazing. And, you know, without a lot of them coming in the 1950s and 60s, we wouldn't have a lot of the services that we had.
Well,
the the contribution
part of the problem
to the NHS, the transport, it's amazing. So, yeah, so tomorrow at Broadfield Library, well, Wednesday, tomorrow, yeah, 22nd, Wednesday, Broadfield Library, 11:30 to 1:30. Come and meet the people from Diverse Crawley. Come and taste some food and have a chat. And if you need to know more details, let me know. But also, during the whole month of June, there's other things happening that Diverse Crawley are doing around Windrush. So, for example, at Crawley Museum on the 25th of June, from 12:30 to 3:30, they've got an exhibition, they've got a display. And once again, you can come and meet the rest of the community, have a chat, engage with people. And it's a brilliant idea, and I think it's been going for a few years now, but it's a bit bigger now in Crawley, and I think it's so needed.
I think it's been, a lot of it is to do with, as I say, the controversy around the whole thing, and certain elements of repatriation being tried out, which was not particularly correct. But I mean, you know, the immigration thing is a big topic these days.
The
contribution that migrants to this country make is enormous. And it's about, I think, getting the whole thing into perspective. So, it'd be nice to go along and have a look. I see what you're talking about, Windrush, and the effects on the UK of the immigration from the Caribbean. Lenny Henry has been doing a programme for television actually talking about this very subject, talking about the mark that Caribbean culture has had on the UK since those days. And it's quite remarkable, really. And we're seeing, you know, other cultures also moving into the arena to do similar things. So we become a much, much bigger melting pot, which I think is lovely.
Yeah, of course, I think it's a lovely thing. And I think as people, we're migrants anyway, all of us, because we're only here in this world for a little time, Tony. We do whatever we can, we survive, we live. And you know, even some people, like I was saying, some people move away from the host country. A lot of people that are, you know, from the UK, I was traveling in Australia, and a lot of them have migrated there in the last 10, 20 years and set up home. So we're all kind of moving all the time, even if we move town to town, city to city, because we're always trying to find ourselves and trying to better our lives. And I think there's nothing wrong with that. So in a sense, we're all kind of migrants in our lives, really.
Okay. Well, we hope that the National Windrush Day goes off well on Wednesday. But a couple of things now, one specifically for women, one specifically for men, just to get things equal a little bit. Rivers. Now, this is a charity that I do believe is based in Crawley. It's a women's charity. I have no idea. Tell me about it. Fill me in just a little bit.
Yeah, it's a brilliant charity. It's based in Crawley, but mainly based in Bewbush. And it's started by a lady called Geraldine Stanley. And she's just amazing. She's done so much. And especially during the last 2-3 years, she's been amazing and supporting a lot of the women. So this is mainly, it's about supporting vulnerable women in the local community, actually. For example, Rivers, they signpost them to different activities, different you know, for example, if there's something about well-being, they will signpost the ladies to attend well-being classes, English classes, preparing people for employment. So, for example, they would have IT help with their CVs, also other social issues like domestic violence, abuse, and to make, you know, how to manage your life and how to manage things if you do have that. Mm-hmm. So it's a British organization, and they have coffee mornings as well. I think most mornings they have a coffee morning where they come and talk and the women get together. And there's a lots of new projects that they do. And I'm really, I attend a lot of the Rivers events. So, for mm-hmm. example, every year they have International Women's Day, and they have that in Bewbush, and they celebrate women, and they have real women come up and talk about their stories, talk about their struggles, talk about the achievements that they've done, talk about what's important to them, you know. And I've heard really, really strong and hard stories, Tony.
Yeah, I'm looking at their website now, and it's one of those, dare I say it, and it shouldn't be taken the wrong way, it's one of those charities that in the 21st century we really shouldn't need, but we have. They talk about space, the word space, and they're talking about a safe space for local women, talking about social issues and security, preparing plans for proactivity, achieving ambitions, consolidating confidence, and in becoming enjoying and engaging. Now, it's a sad reflection on having talked about all of the integration and all the rest of it and all the good things going on in the community, that we have to have a charity that deals with this kind of thing in this day and age. I salute them and applaud them immensely for what they're doing. But
they're brilliant. I mean, it's just like the food banks, Tony.
Yeah.
2022, and we've got food banks, and
lots of them at the moment,
and we've got something called Free Shop in Crawley as well, and they provide basic things for families that can't afford stuff. So I think it's sad in a way, but I think it's kind of good that the communities are getting together and realizing these things. I mean, they've got Rivers have got something called Digital Equality Program coming up soon, and that's about, you know, using technology. That's about making laptops and the internet and social media, which can be used in a good way for these women, because obviously they need to get trained, they need to upskill their, you know, their IT skills, and because the world is changing so much and the working environment is changing so much, and I think it's nice for these women to be able to have the access to that. So they've got, you know, I mean, Rivers are trying to aim to get a digital library with laptops that the community can walk in. It's like a walk-in center they can use if you're searching for work, or you're trying to learn English, or you're trying to, you know, improve your life, I think. So I know it's a sad, but I think it's quite good that we are all getting together and being, as you know, as a group. So and they've got an open day coming up actually, Tony, on the 15th of July, which is 9:30 to 12:30 at Crawley Library. So please pop along, because I think they're brilliant.
What day was that?
That's 15th of July.
15th July,
9:30 to 12:30 at Crawley Library. It's like an open day. And they've got another program, which I know it's sad to say, but during the pandemic, they were actually supporting 200 plus families with food, baby clothes, adult clothes, beds, cots, even helping with the fuel bill and food vouchers. It's a lot about giving these women the empowerment to make choices, but also not letting them let down, not letting them think they're isolated or they're by themselves or that there's nothing out there for them. So I think, it's such a brilliant charity, and I've worked with them and I've volunteered for them, and Geraldine is just brilliant. And it's just, if you know somebody that needs some help and maybe are not, you know, maybe not reaching out, this is such a brilliant charity for women to go to.
Okay, well, it's rivers-space.org.uk, web address to actually take a look at the Rivers charity. And, that one's for women. Now, slightly turning to men, and all around the place, I mentioned to you this off air, all around the place there are things called men's sheds opening up, which is another story, and perhaps one day we'll come to that, and I'm not sure if Crawley's got one, but we'll find out soon enough. But this is actually men's share.
Yeah, it's Menshare, and it's an amazing, amazing group of people. It's run by, well, it was set up by a guy called Sean Orr in 2021. And again, Tony, it wasn't, I mean, it's just such a sad case. There was a few guys that committed suicide in Crawley. And, you know, that there was, and he, I think Sean recognized that there was a gap for men aged 18 plus who were kind of emotionally stressed, socially isolated. So they kind of needed an outlet to come and talk, to engage, and I suppose to be heard. And I think, you know, we debate this, women and men and emotions and feelings, and sometimes, and it's still going in 2022, that men find it difficult to open up and to actually have, like we talk about safe spaces, to be, you know, heard and to talk and to engage, but without judgment, Tony. And I think that's the word, without judgment. So Menshare, I mean, they're a brilliant group. So it's, you know, 18, it's for men aged 18 plus. And, you know, if you're not feeling well, or you think you need some sort of outlet to talk to, or you need other men that you can share your feelings with, and I think this is a brilliant group. Yeah, and I've met Sean a few times, and I think he's brilliant. And there's, you know, they don't just offer, you know, just come in as a group, have a chat, have some tea, but they also offer coaching. They offer one-to-one support. The group meets twice a week, so on Mondays and Wednesdays, between 7 and 9 p.m. at Crawley Baptist Church, Crabtree Road, RH117HJ. And, you know, they've got nature walks they do, they've got weekend camps that they do, and mainly it's about the men getting out, sharing their feelings, talking with each other. If they're stressed, it's nice to just have a chat over a cup of tea. It's, you know, it's to reduce this social isolation that we've all been dealing with in the last few years. And it's such a, I mean, I'm just so proud that it's here in Crawley, actually.
It's something I've not come across before. I mean, I've spoken to many different organizations that deal with various things to do with mental health, and of course with men of a certain age, they're the highest group of for suicides known. There are not enough organizations like this. It's called a listening group. Anybody wanting to find out more about it, it's mensharelistninggroup.co.uk, or you can do what I just did, just type in Men's Share Crawley and it will come up. And if you need some support, this looks like an absolutely fabulous one. I'd say it's said Crawley Baptist Church, Mondays and Wednesdays, 7 until 9. It's not a religious group; it's a support group for men. So if you're having troubles, and if you go to the website, you'll see a whole list of things that can cause men all sorts of issues. It's not just women that get these problems; men do get them as well. So it's nice to see that there is a support group for men. So a really, really good one,
Tony. Yeah, definitely. But also, it's expanding. I mean, it only started in 2021, but it's expanding. So it might go to Horsham or other surrounding areas in Sussex. And they do take referrals as well from different companies, like from the NHS or private referral companies. Yeah. But as you said, I mean, I've got their email as well if anybody wants. So it's info@menshare.listeninggroup.co.uk. So it's brilliant. And you know, and not to leave the ladies out, they've actually got a sister sharing listening group as well, Tony.
Have they?
They've got one, and it's kind of like the Men's Share, but it does kind of look at domestic violence a bit more, and that's at Crawley Baptist Church as well. But that's on Thursdays, 12:30 to 2:30 p.m. and once again, it's all about, you know, let's support each other, let's be there for each other. And I think it's so important that we don't feel isolated and we all feel part of a community, and don't be afraid of sharing your emotions. There's nothing wrong with that. And these are safe places where you can share, and other people are in the same boat as you as well sometimes, makes a difference.
Men's Share Listening Group, it's there's a phone number as well. It's 07508 336 995. That's 07508 336 995, and that web address once again, mensharelistninggroup.co.uk. And Parveen, we've run out of time. We've been as always talking sort of for Britain, as we do. Come back in a month's time, and I'm sure you'll have unearthed a few more as well.
Brilliant. Thank you so much, Tony.